Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Alicia Amanda, AMANDA, Alicia, ICIA, date of birth is 5/30/1980, date of service is 5/31/2023, preparing of the patient is 43-year-old white female, presenting to my office for multiple complaints. Her past medical history includes history of EBV in the past, next history of syncopal episodes times 3. She had seen a cardiologist and had a workup that was reportedly normal, according to the cardiologist. She has had resurgence of cherry angiomas of her skin that is increasing in number. Also, she has a history of kidney stones in the past, history of Crohn's disease, and history of thyroid dysfunction. She also has history of COVID twice over the last 2 years period. For past surgical history include cholecystectomy and tonsillectomy, allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is married, has one child, no smoking, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She works as an MRI technician at MD Anderson, preparing a family history, father with diabetes, mellitus type 2, mother with hypertension, sister is healthy, grandfather died from an MRI, preparing review systems disease. Positive headaches on a daily basis, no chest pain, she does have pleuritic type chest pain, however, no cough, no shortness of breath, she does feel nauseated. She has abdominal pain at the site of her cholecystectomy that was done in March this year. She does have diarrhea post-cholecystectomy. She does have nocturia, incomplete bladder emptying reported. She has seen a urologist and follows with them. She does have on and off leg swelling. She does have cherry angiomas of her skin, as mentioned above. She has diffuse myalgia. She has a stinging electrical sensation of her feet. Her periods are regular most of the time, but they are a very heavy period. Paragraph for other systems are reviewed and are negative. She received 2 doses of the COVID vaccine, Pfizer, period. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no did pupagraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal, as well 2, no murmurs or friction of her lung, no huge auscultation, no crackles or whizzes or pupagraph. Abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guardian rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremities. Skin, she does have cherry angiomas all over, very tiny but abundant, period. Paragraph. Investigations from December shows a creatinine of 1.0, a potassium of 3.4, period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Frequent syncopal episodes with peripheral neuropathy of undetermined etiology. Patient may have sustained a vaccine injury. We are going to screen her for inflammation. We're going to put her on spike protein detox protocol and reevaluate the situation. Period. Next, history of kidney stones. We're going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup. Next, history of Crohn's disease. Patient sits under GI and she's due to have EGD soon. Next, thyroid dysfunction, we're going to screen her for thyroid dysfunction. Period, paragraph. Patient will be given ivermectin off-label to try to treat her symptomatology. She is aware it is not FDA approved for this indication, it's being used off-label. She understands the risks and benefit and she agrees to proceed with treatment. Period, paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in 2 weeks to discuss the workup. Period, paragraph. Go back to first paragraph where I said there is she's going to be started on anti-spike detox protocol, including low-dose naltrexone. Patient understands the side effect and benefits of this medication and wishes to proceed with treatment. Period, paragraph. Go to the end of report. Thanks.